Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. I'm back with a solo episode. It's been a while, so I won't let as much time go by the next time. Okay. Listen, I wanted to talk to you guys about some questions that came up on my Facebook page. And so I talked to Mom about it. And one of them was the shutdown of CERN. And what's CERN, if you're not familiar, CERN stands for the European Council for Nuclear Research. So what it is the world's largest particle laboratory located on the border between France and Switzerland and Geneva. So what they do is they basically split atoms and go to the smallest particle they can. And now I think they're trying to find out what dark matter is. Like if you go into space and you look at the black part of space, that's dark matter. And they're trying to figure out what that is. And I don't know why we need to know that, but okay, I guess it's good to know that. I would like to know all about the oceans, or at least more about our oceans. Okay. Somehow we've skipped that part. And we just know about our land, more about our land than we do about our oceans. And I just feel like that's kind of important, you know? So, but okay, let's find out what the dark stuff is in space. Okay. But no, seriously, I just wanted to talk to you guys about that because I've had people say, do you think that it's a timeline situation? Do you think it's going to be a problem if they shut it down? Do you think the Mandela effect will stop? And my mom, she indicated to me that yes, things can happen with this weird stuff they're doing with CERN, like going so fast that you're splitting atoms and it could maybe rip some kind of hole in our dimension. I don't even know. But I do know that she said it has little to do with CERN and a lot more to do with just how we perceive our timelines, and that we really can't control those things anyway, because our fate is, it was already decided when we came down to experience what's going on in the world right now and to be that beacon of light. Whether you just smile at somebody and you're the person that just makes people's day by smiling at them, or you have a podcast like me. It doesn't have to be this massive, you know, oh my gosh, earth-shattering thing that you do and you're here for. Everyone is important. Everyone is important, not just the big people that have a voice and are talking. And when you can remember that, because it's almost like, I don't know if any of you guys saw Pluribus on Apple TV. The reason I'm bringing this up is because it is about an alien invasion and the aliens kind of take over the bodies. It's actually really good and I don't know if they're going to renew it. But once they do, they have this hive mentality so that when someone, you know, is yelled at or hurt or whatever, the entire hive responds. And so I think that we are also connected. And I think like a ripple effect, we've talked about ripple effects that can happen when you walk into a room and the energy is really bad because somebody just had a fight. There's a ripple effect. It ripples to the next people and then the next people. And then also it's the same kind of mentality with the hive. You know, everything affects it, good and bad. So I think it's more like we don't have control over what everybody else does, but we certainly have control over how we feel and how we respond and what we say and do and all the things. So all I can do at this point is tell you guys, you got to be kind. We got to be kind, even though it's not the best time right now in the U.S. with what's going on in our government. And I'm just going to say that because that's how I feel. It's easy to get upset. It's easy to want to take it out on somebody, even if you don't mean to. You know, because we are bombarded, as you guys know, on an hourly, sometimes minute by minute basis with this administration. So in answer to the question from the Facebook group, I talked to my mom and she says, you have more power within yourself to make a difference in your life. Because when you make a difference in your life, you're making a difference in everyone else's. You're not cutting that person off on the road. You're not giving someone else a frown when they look at you and smile. You know, you're doing things that aren't as negative because you're not letting it affect you. It's easier said than done. I know that. But that's when you take a minute and take some breaths and go, you know what? I can't let this affect me like this. Because if I do, it's just going to ruin my day. And, you know, we're only here in this particular meat sack once. We come back all the time. You know me, I'm all about reincarnation. But you're only in your meat sack right now, your body, this one right now, one time. Make it count. Have you ever noticed, like, when you talk to someone, like the other day, I talked to someone who had a beautiful dress on, and we were at an antique mall place real close to where I live. And she had the cutest dress on, and I noticed it, and I said, "Your dress is just darling." And she looked at me kind of like, "Oh, wow, thank you." And I was like, "Absolutely." And I don't know if you've been told that, but it looks great on you. And it makes you feel good to tell people that. And the reaction you get from them just reiterates, that was a good thing that I did. And it wasn't because I tried to do a good thing to where I feel good. It wasn't about me at the time. And then it's that residual effect of, "Ooh, that felt good. Okay, that was good for me too." Good. So that's what I'm talking about, you know? You have so much more control over everything in your environment than you think you do. You know, regardless if you're in a bad situation where you're trying to make money, or you're in a bad situation where you're trying to get out of a marriage or whatever, you do have control over things. You do. You can manifest all kinds of things. You know, you can manifest a happier life just by looking at the outcome. Listen, I still have a place to live. I still have running water. I still have friends. I still have family. I still have a running car. I don't have debt, whatever it is. Or I do have debt, but I can pay my bills. You had to find that gratitude in every single thing. And that is something I've had to learn myself. And it doesn't seem so bad. And it doesn't seem so tragic every time, because you're not allowing yourself to be the victim. You're allowing yourself to go, "You know what? I do have some good things." And it's so cliche to say, "Oh, count your blessings, blah, blah, blah." I don't love "I'm so blessed," because it sounds like so elitist, like, "Oh, I'm more blessed than you." No, it's called, "I'm fortunate that I can think this way, and I can think my way out of thinking I'm in a bad situation." I don't care how bad it is, guys. I mean, unless somebody kidnapped you and they got a gun to your head. I mean, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm coming from a place of somewhat privilege, and I know that. But I'm trying to make a point with the thought of, you gotta look on the bright side, look on the positive side, and then it honestly will help get your juices flowing on how you can get out of something negative, how you can change that. So if that's any help at all, my mom reiterates that to me so much. And also just to stay off social media and do not watch the news if you can't handle it, because I don't know if I can handle it too much. You know, I can only do a little bit. Then I got to get off. I have to get off, because it just like my friend Kenzie Pennington said, she goes, "I get mad at the world and I just want to take it out on the world," you know, right? I mean, so it's easy to say and it's easy to do those things and get caught up in just worldly stuff. And that's why we have trees and we have nature, and you can just go out. I don't even care if it's your apartment complex and there's a clump of trees in an island. Go over there and just touch one, literally for 2 minutes, a minute. No one's going to think anything of it. They're probably thinking, "Hey, he's getting some shade," or "She's getting a little shade under the trees." You know what? Who cares what they think? Okay. You can act like you're helping a squirrel. Okay, whatever. Whatever works for you, okay? But nature is so important. So another thing I talked to my mom about was, I asked her about all these power outages and stuff, you know, because up in the Northeast, they had a lot of power outages or brownouts or whatever because of the weather. And she said, "Yeah, that's going to happen this year more often than not." And I said, "Well, is it just going to be power outages? It's not going to be because of something else." She goes, "No." She made me feel like, "I know what you're thinking. It's not going to be like a cyber thing. It's mostly just going to be weather related," which is nice to know. I'm not saying anybody wants to lose their power, certainly in this heat, but at least she gave me the green light of, it's not going to be because of that. So that's a good thing, right? Looking on the bright side. Now, you know me, I pulled some cards for the rest of July for the U.S., and anyone listening outside of the U.S., y'all know I do this for the U.S. because we're so volatile now and everything we do kind of affects you guys too. So we're just going to see what the cards have to say. And I'm going to interpret them the best way I can, because you're supposed to kind of use your intuition as well. So I'm going to tell you each card and I'm going to describe what I see, and then we're just going to go from there. So the first card I pulled was the Queen of Pentacles, and it is upright. And there's a queen, like a woman with a crown, and she's got like a beautiful gown on. She's holding one pentacle star, sitting in a throne, looking down at the pentacle star. And she's got beautiful flowers all around her as a frame around her. And she's in a red, beautiful gown. And what this means is nurturing, practical, providing financially, and a working parent. So it's kind of a nurturing mother kind of figure. So that's the first card I pulled for July for the US. And I'm thinking that's just what I just said. All of us trying to help each other, trying to nurture each other, because we're all so ripped to shreds from just the negativity going on, you know, especially here in the US. So it's almost like this energy is starting to come in July, and that's how I'm reading this. Like, we're all starting to kind of come together more, especially with this World Cup stuff. I mean, it's been such a nice energy boost for us here. It's been amazing. So I'm reading that as we're starting to all kind of come together, and we're all kind of starting to help each other. And just like I said, it's funny that I didn't even think about talking about that before, because I just pulled these cards before I started recording. And the fact that that all tied in together of me saying, let's be helpful, let's be nice to people, let's do what we can to help anyone or be there for anyone if they need us. So that's what this card represents. I really do think that. So the next card, I pulled three. So the next card is the Four of Swords, and it's a man laying down on the top of a coffin, a sarcophagus. Sarcophagus, is that what it's called? I think that's what it's called. It's like when you go into the museums or into the castles and you see the, and it's a real coffin that the queen or king is buried in, and it's got like a statue of them actually laying on top of the coffin, you know, a lifelike image of them on top of the coffin. And this one is, like I said, it's the Four of Swords, and this one is upright. And what it represents is rest, relaxation, meditation, contemplation, retreat, reward, and solitude. Just like I said, guys, we got to give our minds a rest. We got to get away from the media. We got to go out and hug some trees. We got to go and talk to nature. I know it's hot, but you can do that with water too. Just go swimming. Water is so healing. And just because it's your own pool or a neighborhood pool or a public pool, doesn't matter. Enjoy the water. The water is so healing. Let it wash over you and heal you. It will take some of that negative energy, especially if you concentrate on that. You know, the healing temple that I do all the time. Concentrate on the white light coming through your crown chakra and just wrapping you like a mummy and giving you good energy and giving you good heart flow and soulful happiness. You know, that's what we're trying to do here. And that's what this represents. It's funny how these cards are starting to be exactly what I was describing. And I didn't even think about them until I really looked at them like this. This is so great. So yes, give yourself a rest, give yourself some reprieve, get some sunshine. If it's hot, get in the water. If it's cool where you are, go into the forest. You know, just touch a tree, touch some stones, sit amongst the trees if you can, find a rock to sit on, ground yourself. It really does help you, and it rejuvenates you. It really does. So the next card, okay, this one's not as good. It's the Ten of Swords, and like I said, this is for the rest of July, and this is the third card I pulled. And what it is, this man is laying on his stomach, head facing the other way, and there's 10 swords sticking out of his back. Yeah, that doesn't look really good, but I'm thinking, I'm just going to read to you what it says, and then we'll just go from there, because I'm really just doing this off the cuff and how I'm looking at them right now with my intuition. So it is upright. So this is painful endings, deep wounds, betrayal and loss, failure, collapse, and defeat. Now, I don't know what that means exactly. This is for the US. So I don't know if this means we're just going to continue the war in Iran, because I don't see any way out of that right now. And I don't know if it means, you know, something is going to happen here in the United States. I can't imagine, we're so far away from things, anything, you know, that would happen to all of us at the same time. I think it's really just, we still have some painful things coming up and painful endings coming up. And we all have very deep wounds from what's going on and what has already gone on. We all have that. And I'm feeling very betrayed by a lot of things that are going on by this government. And I'm feeling that there's a lot of crisis, like on a daily, hourly basis. And there's a lot of failure on our parts. We're not helping the people we need to be helping, and we're not helping countries that should have probably been helped. Although we are helping Venezuela, and their earthquake victims. So I do appreciate that we're doing that. Collapse and defeat, that's another thing that's on this card. I don't know what collapse means, but maybe it's the start of the collapse of something within this government that gives us the hope and the reprieve that the Four of Swords is saying, or the Queen of Pentacles is saying, hey, nurturing, reprieve, we're getting out of this. So that is my interpretation. I don't do this, obviously, for a living. So this is just my intuition and just kind of going back to where they all play with each other. One card doesn't just stay by itself. They all talk to each other within the pool. So when you pull these cards, you have to let them all kind of work together when you're discussing them and when you're figuring them out in your head. So we got two really good cards and one that wasn't so good, but that doesn't mean everything's good or everything's bad. Two things can be true at the same time. So we've got some things coming up that may or may not be great, but we have a lot of things that we have control over and that we can continue making great if we just remember to stay on that positive timeline. Like I said, and I've told you guys so many times, and Jen Sterling, I'm sure, is going to say, you keep telling us that too. And I know, Jen, I do. Rub your hands together, let them get warm. And then when they're warm, make your hands into a ball like you're holding the world in your hands or the universe, whatever you want to hold in your hands and imagine in your hands. And then think unity, love, honor, respect, and then just swish it out into the air. Do it once a day. Do it twice a day. Do it five times a day. Do it once a week. Whenever you think about it, the more people that do that, the better we're going to get, guys. I'm telling you, the universe feels it. It knows your intention. And that's why when you really, truly have only good intentions at all times, regardless if you have a bad day or not, but the universe knows what we need and it knows what we want because we send it out. We have good intentions. Therefore, we're good people. And good things happen for good people because you're innately a good person. So if you're a good person, you're going to do good things. And the universe will oblige you. It will help you. It's almost like manifesting without even trying. You're going to have a good outcome. Even if you had bad things happen in the past, or you did something bad, or you didn't think you think you could have handled something better, the universe knows your intention. The universe knows your intention. Source understands you, and you are Source. So you're experiencing this for all of us. We all have to have the good. We all have to have the bad. We came here to do both. We did. Hard to hear, but it's true. So keeping that in mind, just please hold on to the good. Hold on to the good, guys. And remember that I am here. If you need me, join my Facebook group. You know I try to be involved, everyone that's in the group. I will be happy to talk to you and try to explain what mom tells me and or what I know about whatever situation. Also, real quick, guys, I do have 7 paranormal romance books available on Amazon. And you guys have been amazing buying them and taking them to the beach and messaging me and telling me how much you loved them. And thank you. I loved writing them. And I'm probably going to get back into this maybe in the next year or two. I know it's kind of exciting. They're all bestsellers on Amazon. And you know, if you're a reader or you know a reader, grab some for yourself. Grab some as a gift for someone else. And you're doing me a little favor. You know, I don't get money for this podcast. I don't run commercials. I just love what I do. And I love spreading awareness. So I do have a buy me a coffee if you want to give me a little tip. It helps with some of the production and my membership to Audio Boom. That's the main network that distributes the podcast out. But you know what? It's okay if you don't. I'd love a review if you can. I'd love ratings if you can on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're allowed to do that on your network that you listen to. Because I want to spread awareness, guys. I want to get this out to as many people as possible because I do think that more and more people are going to need podcasts like mine to get some answers that are always lingering when our times are changing so rapidly. So I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And I'm going to try to get this out as soon as possible. It may even come out today. And today is Tuesday. It may not come out till Friday. We'll see what happens. But I love you. We'll talk soon.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.